Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer. We're here live at the SiriusXM studios at The Wynn in Las Vegas. And we're always blessed to have extraordinary guests, as we all know. But we are bringing the gold with Brianna Silver. She has written a book, Leading Through Freefall. And we're going to start there. Welcome to Office Hours, Brianna Silver.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
You know, this idea of freefall or rock bottom in understanding the force of falling. And for me, the study of force itself versus power. And as I was looking through the Fortune 500 companies that you've worked with, through your own leadership coaching and executive consultation, I just kept thinking to myself, how can we communicate to people the idea of the fall, of the feedback from the fall, and maybe even hitting rock bottom? So I thought maybe you could give me some insight on something you call the activation shift that occurs from a free fall or hitting rock bottom.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. So first of all, let's just talk about leading through free fall. So leading through free fall is about change. And it's about how to navigate change with more grace. So as people go through change, doesn't matter what the change is, they experience it like a grief curve. It starts with resistance or denial. It goes to anger, bargaining, depression before they get to acceptance. And so in my work, my consulting work through Silver Consulting, we work with Fortune 500 organizations to help them navigate transformation and change. So they all come saying they want that change because that's what's going to support them with growth. And yet none of them go through that change gracefully, just like we all do because we're humans. There's some resistance and friction through that change. And so leading through free fall and the activation gap specifically is about how do you take the desire and the intention that someone has and then help them to move it through to execution and reality. In knowing that they are predictably going to go through that change curve, how do you meet them where they are in that change curve? And so Leading Through Free Fall, the book, is basically a codification of what I have been able to practice in my consulting work over the past 22 years on this point. And specifically, there's 17 frameworks that are provided that give folks an opportunity to meet people in that change curve wherever they are and navigate out of it in a graceful and compassionate way.
Those frameworks are so important. This sounds like a book for you, my friend.
Yeah. Free fall. I've been through many. Almost all of us have many of them. And so very often I found that the free fall was the path towards what I would like. How can someone in the middle of the free fall determine or see if it's actually the path towards the goal, or actually this is an indicator that I shouldn't be? And there's a really close line because it is the path, and like that rare time when it's not. How can somebody find that in that moment?
Yeah, I love this question. The subtitle of the book is How Innovators Turn Turbulence into Trust. And it's for exactly what you just talked about. A lot of times the free fall is the moment. It's the valley that you're meant to go through so that you can get to a better place. So, you know, like I said, the 17 tools that are embedded in the book are about how to harness that negative stuff that's happening, the stuff that you want to run away from, how to harness it for good. Now, you asked the second question of like, how do you know when you're supposed to make good, sort of build the trust from that turbulence versus when you're meant to sort of walk away? And I think that that is more about closed doors and rejection more than resistance. So the premise of the book is leverage the resistance, leverage the emotion that's coming up, that pushback for good. But there are times that doors just close to you. And that is kind of rejection. And for me, a lot of times I always think about that as if like God is speaking to me and saying, hey, Brianna, that person, that opportunity, they're just not meant to be part of your story. You know, what is that saying? Rejection can be protection from God. But resistance is actually a gift to harness. And that's what Leading Through Free Fall is all about. How do you accept that gift and harness it for good?
Thank you. As a consultant, you probably work with a lot of CEOs and leadership teams, executive teams, and you coach them on leadership. How do you work with a leader who has to communicate to their team that they are in free fall, so that leader is still trying to keep everyone motivated and not have people jump ship, mm-hmm. right? But keep them motivated to build up.
Yeah, this is a good question. It's kind of multidimensional because people experience free fall on multiple levels. As an individual, they're experiencing free fall. Like they're freaking out inside and saying, I don't know what to do. How do I move forward? Then there's teams that experienced free fall of maybe not having clarity of what next step to be taken, as well as then organizations. And so you kind of deal with the free fall differently at each stage. But part of it from a leader's perspective is you've got to be willing to be vulnerable. One of the things that has been probably the best part of publishing Leading Through Free Fall, it's been out there for about 9 months now, is that people pick it up because they're feeling the lack of alignment. They want more collaboration in their teams. They want those 17 tools that they can immediately apply. But one of the best things that I've heard repeatedly after people have engaged and started to use the tools for themselves, their teams, and their organizations is they're like, I've been given permission to bring my humanity into my workplace in a way that typically had felt vulnerable and unacceptable. But not only am I bringing it to the workplace, but people are responding and they now want to be part of things instead of feeling as though they're being fallen told to be part of things.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned that resistance, finding a way to leverage the resistance. And one of the things that I know from Stoic philosophy, the study of Stoic philosophy, is that the obstacle is the way. You wouldn't encounter this obstacle unless you were on the path, right. To your point, Ike. And that resistance that comes into play here is interesting because it's the experience of resistance is one of friction. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's interesting about friction, if you rub your hands together fast, it creates warmth. I mean, you start to feel warm. Friction will generate heat. Heat is a cleansing mechanism, and enough heat will illuminate because it will generate light. So the idea of leveraging resistance, that's the challenge, I think, of highly effective leaders that are literally finding ways to navigate disruptive change, is how do we generate enough heat that cleanses the old while illuminating the possibility of the new? So how do you do that with your clients and the work that you do, and is that embedded in the way that your 17 principles actually speak to?
It is, and I would say they all approach it in a different way. But one of my favorite ones, and it sort of sets teams up for success to begin with, is what I call the treasure, trash, hope, fear framework. And so that's something where, you know, typically, like if you've done something before or you want to do an initiative, maybe you've done it before, maybe you haven't, but you start with a group of people and you say, based on what we've done before that might be the same or similar, what would we treasure about how that whole thing happened before? That ultimately, as we start to do it again, we want to repeat that in some capacity. Then what do we want to trash? What do we want to like dismiss because it didn't work? We didn't feel good about it, whatever it is. And then what do we hope for? You know, what do we hope that new outcome is? What do we hope the impact is that we will achieve? And then what do we fear or what kind of concerns do we have about it? And so by going through the treasure, trash, hope, fear exercise, it allows everybody to just sort of expend any kind of negativity that they might have, any types of reservations that they might be able to have. And it allows for collective imagining and visioning of what they truly want to achieve. And when you can create that in sort of a public space in the sense that everybody is hearing everybody's responses at the same time, you create a collective sense making for everyone, which immediately creates cohesion and excitement and motivation for where you're moving. And it starts to air out any of the concerns and fears that you need to be trying to mitigate. Some of those things can be mitigated immediately. Other things are things that will take time. But that's just one example, Blaine, of like how to kind of lay it all out on the table. Because the biggest thing is you don't want it to feel personal, because as soon as it starts to feel super personal, people start to get defensive. But each of the tools in the book is about how do you deal with this resistance in a very problem-solving type of perspective that's very objective and yet still very vulnerable in the process, but not from a point of judgment, rather from a point of collective visioning and sense making and collaboration.
So many times here on Office Hours, we're given so many gold nuggets, but luckily today we have these silver nuggets that can change your business and change your life. She's an amazing consultant. Check out Silver Consulting, but the author of Leading Through Free Fall, where even resistance is a gift. The incredible Brianna Silver, thank you for dropping the nuggets here on Office Hours.